urban deer, as we continue to see urbanization across the state, we have more people moving into Utah, more people building houses higher up on the mountain. Inevitably, conflicts with deer continue to increase.
This is Mike Wardle, the Private Lands Public Wildlife Coordinator for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. In 2014, the Division of Wildlife Resources began a pilot urban deer program with two options for cities: lethal removal of urban deer, or translocating these deer from urban areas to rangelands.
We did it with the intent that we wanted to fully understand the benefits and the associated costs and the risks that go along with translocating urban deer.
This month, DWR discontinued the translocation option because the costs and risks outweighed the benefits.
As we've looked at that and discussed, you know, the increasing prevalence of CWD across the nation, or chronic wasting disease, we've decided that the risks of moving disease and the costs associated and the small benefit to wildlife is not worth those risks because, you know, not a lot of these deer survive.
According to Wardle, killing urban deer will not decrease wild mule deer populations because the urban deer do not interact with the wild populations.
They're typically quite separate. So, and it's such a small number, too, that we're removing. Even if they were connected, I don't think we would see a population-level impact.
The Utah Urban Deer Program will continue without the translocation option. And according to Wardle, Utah DWR is still committed to helping cities find solutions for urban deer conflicts. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.